Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on primalkitchen.com.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
I can feel the buildup. I really can. This calm before the storm, if you will, although it's not super calm. NFL fans are not super calm. Waiting for what's to come early next week, and I'm here for it. I absolutely cannot wait. As we head into Friday, March 8th, don't forget, you have to turn your clocks forward this weekend, so don't be late. I have to teach my kiddos first thing on Sunday morning, and so it's going to be painful getting up an hour earlier. And I say that I want to go to bed earlier on Saturday to kind of make up for it, but that rarely ever happens just because I'm a night owl typically, plus the schedule. So the Hubs and I are doing a movie night on Saturday. We're watching Oppenheimer, and I hear it's 3 hours long, right, Jay? It's a long movie?
It's a long movie, three hours.
Which I love this kind of stuff, and we've been waiting for the right occasion to watch it. But that's the crux, is that if we finish it up at midnight, it's already 1 o'clock then, theoretically, because you're about to turn your clocks forward, and then we're looking at maybe 6 hours of sleep. Ow! I need more than that on a Saturday night, because Sunday's the start of a new work week, and it's going to be a doozy next week. Again, if you don't know, NFL's legal tampering period starts Monday, which means we're going to have news fast and furious. We're going to have a lot of reports and speculation, rumors about guys meeting with teams. In the case of Russell Wilson, it appears as though it will start even before then, because he is about to meet with the Steelers, and that comes from both the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette as well as the Athletic. And then on top of that, supposed to be at least talking to or conversing with another team. So that's Russell Wilson. You've also got free agents like Baker Mayfield, who does plan to test the market. Kirk Cousins. I don't know who Chris Cousins is. Maybe it's his cousin. Kirk Cousins, who has said he wants to go back to Minnesota and is caring more about winning than the money. Honestly, if it's me, if he has a chance to continue to build with Justin Jefferson, that's what I would think. You just had an NFC North division title 2 seasons ago. you've got this incredible talent alongside a bunch of other young, talented pieces. It's clear that he has a rapport with Kevin O'Connell. You're starting all over again in Atlanta. Even if your wife's family is there, you're starting all over again in Atlanta. And you're talking about a brand new head coach. Now, he's been a head coach before, but not for a while. He's been widely respected as a defensive coordinator. Atlanta does have some young pieces itself. But the fact that he's already got Justin Jefferson on that roster and that he's familiar with the building, with the city, with the blah, 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 coaching staff and roster and everything else, to me, that's worth something. But that's just me. Maybe Kirk Cousins has changed his tune because he did say after he tore his Achilles, maybe it was a month or 2 months down the road, that he'd be willing to take less money because what he wants is to win. And I certainly understand that. He's not had a ton of playoff experience in his career. Think about where he was for the first, what was it, five years there in Washington. And with the Vikings, it kind of seems cyclical, right? Where it goes up and down. I wouldn't mind seeing Kirk Cousins have an opportunity like what we saw with Matthew Stafford, but I don't think he needs to go anywhere else. I think later in his career, he can, because of the young pieces there, specifically Justin Jefferson, he can realize some of these playoff dreams. Now, the Vikings are a team that has never won a Super Bowl. They're one of those franchises in the NFL that has never won a Super Bowl. And then you think about the division they're in. The Detroit Lions are in that same category, right? I think the NFC North is a lot of fun. And I would love to see him go back there and continue to work with Jefferson. But that may not be what he and his family want to do. Right? They last made the playoffs in 22, as we talked about. They were the division champs in the NFC North, but they lost to the Giants. Before that, it was the 19 playoffs. And you may remember this was the Minneapolis Miracle, right, with Case Keenum. And they beat the Saints in overtime. No, was that 17? They beat the Saints twice. Oh, no, that was 7. So 17 was the Minneapolis Miracle. That was the one with the late touchdown. It was Stephon Diggs, right?
Last play of the game, right?
Right, it was the last play of the game. So that was where the defender fell down. Mm-hmm. That was Stephon Diggs. It was Case Keenum to Stephon,
yeah,
right?
Correct.
So that was 17. 19, they beat the Saints again. So a stunner for Drew Brees because they'd had this talent and this team that had looked like a juggernaut for a few years but never did realize, a trip back to the Super Bowl. So Saints in both 17 and 19 ending New Orleans playoff run. 19 was Kirk Cousins. And so he's had a couple of playoff appearances.
In overtime, that one was in 19.
Right, right. He's had a couple of playoff appearances, but they haven't been able to get back to a Super Bowl either. So it's like a year on, a year off, a year on, a couple years off. But for him, winning is now paramount. It's the most important thing. I don't think I'd be stunned, but I'd be mildly surprised if Cousins left Justin Jefferson, and the Vikings would be furious. They'd be frustrated. They'd be upset because they know that to keep Justin Jefferson happy, they need a quarterback who can deliver the football or he's going to go somewhere else. So Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, I still say best situation for him is Tampa. If you look at the teams that need quarterbacks, maybe Pittsburgh. I don't know how Baker Mayfield fits there. Is there some interest for Justin Fields? It doesn't appear to be the case. Will the Bears change their minds? Will they get nervous and balk about Caleb Williams? I don't know. See, the thing is, you can't really take the temperature based on fan reaction. General managers do not ask the fans before they make draft picks, especially when it comes to franchise quarterbacks. So as much as you may not like Caleb Williams, you don't think he's worth a number one pick. You don't think he's better than Justin Fields, all of those things. You're probably not getting the same analytics, the same tape, the same scout. And you also didn't put him through a big time interview. He's already had at least one conversation with the Bears as well as with the Commanders. But trust me, if they don't take Caleb, he won't fall farther than the Commanders at number two. They would be salivating. Oh my gosh. And there are a handful of teams that, while they may not have the draft capital to move up, probably would be interested if they thought the Bears were dangling that number one pick. So there is some intrigue there. Now that's down the road late April. Oh my gosh, right before the honeymoon. The honeymoon. That's what I'm calling it now. The honeymoon. That's late April. I feel as though this is strategic. Cover the NFL draft. Teach my last class at Syracuse. Get the heck off the continental United States.
Are we under 50 days yet?
No, we're at 53 days.
Close.
Yeah, we're getting there. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We've got a show question up, and it has to do with boxing. Kind of. 58-year-old Mike Tyson is the next opponent for YouTuber turned MMA fighter turned boxer wannabe Jake Paul. I know literally nothing about Jake Paul. I've heard the name a few times. Don't know anything about him. But they have signed up. They've actually signed on the dotted line to fight in July at AT&T Stadium. It's a novelty. No doubt there will be people who show up. You're going to get your cross-section of celebrities and musicians and entertainers because it's Tyson. I don't know if Jake Paul's any type of a draw. Maybe if he has a huge YouTube following. But this is Tyson at the Cowboys home, live on Netflix. And there's a lot of different pieces of this that I think are fascinating. Can Tyson recapture any of his old magic? Aaron says on Twitter, just to look at Tyson, if his punch is 3/4 to a half of back when, it's still going to be more than most anyone today can get close to. And he says, 100,000 to a million to take a punch from Tyson tomorrow? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Would you do it, Jay? Would you take a punch from Mike Tyson for a Brinks truck? Brinks?
For a bag?
For a very large bag.
Where am I getting punched?
In the face, of course.
In the face?
Yeah. You're likely going to have a broken nose. I don't think you're allowed to wear a mask.
This is Tyson today, right?
Yes. 58-year-old Tyson.
One punch?
One punch.
I think I could do it.
You could do what? You could get hit?
Take the punch, yeah. That'd be tough. I don't know. Because, like, Mike Tyson, I mean,
he could smash bones in your face.
He would. I'm getting just $1 million, you said?
It doesn't matter. He could smash. Half of your $1 million would be spent on reconstructive surgery.
You think it'd be that bad?
Plastic surgery.
There's a chance it'd be that bad.
Yes.
But then at least I still have $500,000.
Okay, but it's, right? It's a little bit like a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady. They could still throw the bleeping football. They may not be able to throw it as far or to put as much pop on it, but you give them one throw and they still look like Hall of Famers.
So medical bills, we're thinking like $500,000 after the fact. I think I do it. I think I do it.
Plus for taxes. One punch,
plus taxes. Maybe like $400,000. Yeah. And then like you just have like a bruise and you got a cool story to tell.
What if you get a nasty concussion?
Probably do.
What if you have a brain injury?
It's likely. Likely.
And that's all worth it to you?
Well, I guess my family would get the money then, and they would do something good with it.
I don't think your family needs the money that bad.
Well, it's a cool story.
No way. I'm not taking a punch from Mike Tyson. And it's not even because I'm vain. It's because what would be the point? Just to be...
Money.
I don't need it that bad. I don't like money that much. No.
One punch?
To take a punch from one of the best boxers of all time and have your face smashed?
He's almost 60. If it was 20, 30 years ago, there's absolutely no chance. He would kill me.
Tiger Woods can still drive the ball off the tee 300 yards when You give him one shot off the tee, no pressure. He can still bomb it.
Okay.
Mike Tyson can still smash your nose.
If you let him stand there,
you no resistance, you're not moving, you're just standing there waiting for him to punch you.
Yep. I'm taking the one punch. For that, for $1 million, I'll do it. Yeah.
Okay. Just remember, there are going to be a lot of medical bills.
But if I get $400,000 out of it, it's okay.
Your face could get rearranged.
It could. It probably would. Is it a square on punch? Are we going like directly like, or is it like on the side?
No, it's not on the side. Even
just
so.
Square.
Yeah. You have to stand there and take a punch.
Are my feet planted or will I be able to like recoil?
It's not going to matter. You can't go anywhere. You have to take a punch. You're not fighting him. You're taking a punch.
Yeah. I'm immediately can ice after or like I have to. Certain amount of time.
You might be knocked out.
Probably would be.
And bloody. You'd be down for the count and bloody. So yeah, I suppose after there's a 10 count, you can have your ice bag. Forget your other bag. You can have an ice bag.
I get two bags. All right.
Oh, Lordy. Let's see. Brian says, seeing a competitive match with a ranked boxer versus Jake Paul would be educational. Jake is slow. His reaction time is slow. He hasn't shown any footwork in his YouTube boxing bouts, which are lopsided half matches against unranked opponents. So I guess that's a no from Brian on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Keith, complete opposite. I'm in. Plain and simple. I mean, if it's free on Netflix, Jay, you have Netflix.
I do.
All I want to do is watch Quarterback on Netflix. I never did finish it. I don't think I have it anymore.
But
is this yours or is this a family member's?
This is a communal Netflix, actually.
Right, because that's the problem is sometimes when we share things. So, for instance, I share some of my streaming accounts with my mom and her husband. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they use mine. That's great. I don't mind. You have used mine before.
Yes.
Right. I still use some of yours. We will not name any of those. And so I just think Netflix is the one that if they catch us, we could be in streaming jail.
Stream jail?
Stream jail.
It's a tough one. It's the worst kind.
I mean, you could have a broken face and be in streaming jail.
So they catch me, though, with that like once in a while, but not every time.
When they catch you, what do they do?
So it shuts it off. So my sister, who lives in another apartment, uses like the same account because it's like we all have like the same one. But so then it'll say like, oh, like this IP address or whatever is not from the home Netflix account. Like you cannot watch here, and it'll cut her off. But only like once a month it'll do that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know what's really also interesting on top of that is that a lot of people say, and this is actually true for me, it may not work on your TV, but it'll work on your laptop.
Interesting.
Yeah. So when I borrowed your Netflix credentials, you were on vacation somewhere, so you weren't using them. When I borrowed them to watch the beginning of Quarterback on Netflix, it did not work on TV, but it worked on my laptop.
I would think it would be the other way around, because the laptop has, you know, the more traceable address, I would think, but I guess not. Huh.
Hmm.
So we could try it. I mean, again, but they might.
We could.
I don't think
that. So are we going to watch it?
Yeah. I mean,
July 20th? What else do we have going on?
I'll probably watch it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not looking forward to it or anything. I'm probably going to forget about it in a week. But when the date comes and there's more buzz about it, you know, I'll check it out. Why not?
All right. It's a date. I wonder if Bob's in.
He's in.
You think so?
He's in.
Well, we'll provide the popcorn if you want to provide the Netflix ID.
I'm using
ID.
Movie theater butter.
Yeah,
though,
no,
so.
Absolutely. We're not doing that foo-foo popcorn.
No.
Michael says on Twitter, y'all better watch some Mike Tyson training videos before you jump the gun. I'm choked up. I'm choked up over Jay getting punched in the face and having his nose smashed. If this is a legit fight and not a money grab show, Tyson will knock him out. What do you think?
No, I don't think anyone gets knocked out. I think, honestly, I could see them both having this like verbal unspoken agreement or unwritten agreement.
It's a sham.
Not a sham, but like, hey, like, don't knock each other out. Because I don't think Mike Tyson wants to get hurt. I don't think Jake Paul wants to get
embarrassed. Okay, come on. Mike Tyson's ego is not going to allow him to even consider the idea, even toy with the idea that he would get hurt who is a fake boxer.
So you think they're both out there throwing full blows 100%? I would love to. I mean, great. I hope so.
Yes.
But
yes.
If that's the case, I haven't watched Jake Paul box much, honestly. I mean, I've just seen, and Tyson, all I've seen is just from old videos.
I would be a little concerned if you had.
Well, I'm pretty sure, do you remember when he fought Nate Robinson? I think that was him, and he knocked him out.
Yes, he did. That was the undercard to Mike Tyson.
Okay, yeah, so I have seen Jake Paul fight then, I guess. He was just starting out. I would think Tyson wins.
Yeah. Why did you watch that?
I don't know. I don't remember why. I think I watched that. Actually, I was here, and the host I was working with had like a free stream to it. So he just sent me the link, and I just had it on the side. But yeah. So that's why I watched it that time.
All right. Well, okay. If you're going to do it, and we can do it together as a bit of a sideshow, well, then let's do it. Let's see. There are Tyson practice videos, or I guess Tyson hype videos out there. Jay has checked a few of them out and thinks he's still in pretty good shape. I'm not sure who we're gauging. He is 58 years old, but I am confident. In fact, I'd bet money right now that the likes of Tom Brady shows up for this bout. He's a big UFC, Ultimate Fighter, MMA guy, but I know he's gone to boxing matches in the past.
I could see
what else he have to do with his life now. July 20th, it's before training camp start. He's good.
He's got to practice.
He's got to practice his analysis. All right, so would you call
the fight?
Oh, Lordy. Would you or would you not? Paul on Facebook says, absolutely, I will watch. Michael, I hope Iron Mike knocks him out. Robert says, every Jake Paul fight is nothing more than a sideshow and pathetic for boxing. I honestly can't see Tyson being part of this experiment. I won't buy into it, though, but we'll definitely watch it on replay if Tyson does what most want to see, put his lights out. Andy on Facebook, Jake Paul has a contract with the WWE, holds a championship belt. So there's that. And it's also in a main event match in Philly at WrestleMania. Okay. So he is part of that entertainment industry. I would probably watch the match. Tyson is a beast. Well, if it's in Philadelphia, you know who's going to be there? Our dead man walking boss. He's on his way out. He'll be there, no doubt.
I would think.
Yeah. Okay, so let us know what you think. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now, I got to tell you what was happening before the show. Jay comes in here all excited and hands me the cut sheet, which is our list of audio. A lot of it's basketball from the night in the NBA. Some of it's football, a little bit of golf in here. And he says to me, a few of these cuts, what'd you say? At least four of these cuts are laugh out loud funny.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, I instantly keyed in on one name that I'd never seen before, like never seen before. And he said, I said, I don't know who she is. And he said, you will. Anyway, there are two that are designed to entertain you as we head into a Friday. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss these. It's just... It's typical. It's typical of the sports world. There are kooks everywhere. Just kidding. Kind of. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go, juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Here on After Hours, we like you as much as you like us.
Phone line.
How you doing? I'm a first-time caller.
Great.
I admire your wisdom and knowledge.
Hi, Amy. You're my late-night girlfriend. I love your show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great.
For those that listen, just want them to know that you are the superwoman of radio sports.
Oh, you're sweet. Thanks.
Good evening, Amy. Great show. Now you're stuck with me for a long time.
Stuck is a great way to put it.
Give me a buzz tomorrow night, too. Thank you.
Oh, well, I appreciate the warning.
Amy, how you doing?
I'm great.
Hey, I love your show so much. I'm a super horn. And you jerk
it out. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Shut up, hush your mouth. Can't
you hear you talk too loud? Now we have a correction on our social media, and I have no idea which is true and which is false. I don't care enough to Google it. Someone is telling us it's Jake Paul's brother Logan that has the contract with the WWE. It's not Jake. We know it's Jake, who is Jake from State Farm, who, by the way, he's a celebrity as well. Did you notice that? Jake from State Farm is not the one who signed up to fight Mike Tyson. But this is what it boils down to. Mike Tyson, 58-year-old legendary heavyweight world champion, past his prime. Let's be honest. Against a YouTube sensation turned fighter at the home of the Dallas Cowboys live on Netflix. Does that scream spectacle, sideshow of the circus? And yet, it may set records for a boxing match that's streamed online. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. And you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. Now Jay says to me he's really excited about it. Of course.
We got plans. I'm in.
Well, if there's popcorn.
There will be.
Yeah. Okay. Am I allowed to change the channel in between? Well, it's Netflix.
Well, it's a stream.
So, yeah. Fine.
Well, if it's boring, we'll put on Star Wars.
Oh, okay. Didn't we do that a couple years ago?
Well, it was boring.
Oh, my gosh. A couple years ago, Jay and I got together to watch part of Wild Card Weekend. It was the game between the Jaguars and the Chargers. Yep. When the Jaguars had, what was it? Three picks in the first half.
It was like 27 by Trevor Lawrence. At one point.
It was 27-0 in the first half. It was 27-7 at halftime. We turned it off and we started watching Star Wars. Weren't we watching Obi-Wan? No, it was Obi-Wan. We were watching Obi-Wan or Andor at that point. And so we turn it off. We stream an episode of our favorite Star Wars series. And then we get done with that. We realize the Jaguars have come back. Yeah.
Oh, wow. We should put that on.
Yeah. Good thing we could rewind. Anyway, that's what's going to happen. It's going to start out. It's going to be boring as heck. And we're going to watch Star Wars instead. But at least there'll be popcorn. All right. For your entertainment purposes, yet another professional athlete who does not believe what he can see in space. Oh, dear. This is Bally Sports Florida and Nick Gordon.
The moon ain't real.
The moon isn't
real.
Yes,
the moon isn't real. And I don't have time to explain all of that because I don't need people coming looking at me crazy. Oh, but I'm, okay. Listen, all I'm going to say is I'm
not the moon landing, just the moon.
The moon. The whole moon. I don't even want to talk about it, though.
All right, yeah, give me an explanation. A little explanation.
The Earth and the moon. Gravitational pull.
Okay.
Gravitational pull. The moon is way too close, bro.
Okay.
It's way too close.
All right.
It's way too close. Sometimes, but go outside, look up at night. I swear. Y'all think I'm joking. Look up at night. and you will not see the moon sometimes.
Well, yeah.
All right.
No.
Oh, we don't have time to get into
bro,
that.
You got
to
see the sun.
Oh, my gosh.
Now that I told you, though, you're going to notice. Watch. At night, just start looking up. You one day
and I'm
going to
think
like,
of you
what?
Every time I see the moon.
I'm telling
know
you.
It's real. All right. That's fine. All right, Nick.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It's bad enough that there are people out there that don't think the moon landing was real. But he doesn't think the moon is real because he doesn't see it every night. No one bothered to explain to him that clouds can somehow, in some ways, obscure your vision.
The moon is way too close, bro.
Not to mention there is such a thing as... So crescent moon is the
moon
thin
cycles,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the moon cycle, which makes it dark. But I forgot what that's called. A new moon. It's called a new moon. Yeah. So, okay. I don't even know what to say. There's nothing I need to add on.
That's like a new level of stupid.
Oh,
that's bad.
Nick Gordon of the Marlins doesn't believe the moon is real. And then he tries to tell us he doesn't have time to explain his theories.
He's getting mad at other people for questioning his belief.
Right.
That the moon
but then
is
he
real.
Says you either have to see the sun or the moon. There are days when you see neither because of the cloud cover and the atmosphere. And he also doesn't believe the gravitational pull because they're too close. What is he? I'm sorry.
To get into
bro,
that.
You got to see the sun or the moon. Now that
fine.
I told you, though, you're going to notice. Watch.
You can't see it all the time. That's how you know it's not real. Oh, my gosh.
That's the real logic he just went with.
Just, I'm flabbergasted.
It's too close mean? How is it far as it's supposed to be? What if it?
It's too close
understand.
For the gravitational pull to work, he says. If it was any closer, it'd be falling into our atmosphere.
Where is he learning this?
I have no idea. He's not, clearly. YouTube. How much you want to bet it's YouTube?
Probably
TikTok.
YouTube.
It's TikTok.
It's definitely TikTok.
It's definitely TikTok. The Chinese. They're trying to convince him on TikTok that the moon isn't real.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it. Nick Gordon, that is a Hall of Flame candidate right there, Producer Jay. Make sure you save it from Bally Sports Florida. Okay, one more. I have no idea who this woman is, but her name is Femke Bol. She set a world record in the 400-meter dash. And according to Jay, her voice is not real. This is from BBC Sports. You hold the reporter first.
When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. We were all running so fast, multiple running in the 50, so I knew I had to go out fast. I had Lika in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear how fast she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good, now we keep going, and this crowd is so amazing.
Jay, you're an awful human. You know that, right?
Why? She won. She set a world record. I have credit out here.
You are awful. She's amazing. She's a world-class runner.
That's why we're highlighting her.
Who cares what her voice sounds like?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean...
How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. You were...
That's not real. That's Minnie Mouse.
I think it's a Muppet.
It should be if it's not already a new character.
Could you imagine if she became, let's say, an analyst for the Olympics?
No. I don't see that in her future, no.
Maybe she's just, she's still out of breath. She's hyped up. Maybe she has a cold. Maybe she has a cold. That's what it is.
She looked pretty healthy. And just set a world record. So.
Imagine how fast she can run without a cold.
Right, yeah, gosh.
Maybe she just has laryngitis.
She's actually just a very normal-looking young lady. I mean...
Whatever normal is, Jay.
Yeah.
Whatever
well,
normal is.
I'll say it.
Okay, so then what country is she from?
Denmark.
Denmark. Oh, that explains it. I don't know why that explains it. Femke Bol. I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean...
Yep, it sounds just like a Danish
this
runner.
This crowd is so amazing.
You're an awful person. Like, awful.
People know Femke Bol today who might not have, because she's a world record setter.
And they'll never forget her voice. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. People hate my voice, too. I'll put that out there. I know not everyone likes my voice. I sound like a male lounge singer when I'm sick. Here's our latest sports update.
This crowd is so amazing.
You are listening to the After Hours
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost. My turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Podcast.
Obviously, we all dream of things like this as players, and you try to visualize what it's going to be like and what it's going to feel like. And when I hit that third shot on the green, and I could tell it was close by the crowd's reaction, just a wave of emotion of so many things just overtook me. Never thought I was going to cry about winning a golf tournament, but I got very close on that 18th hole.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of John Rahm winning the Masters, the green jacket. It's life-changing. Well, get this. Exactly 1 month from now is the start of Masters Week. You may remember going back to about a month ago, we asked you, was there anything bigger than Super Bowl week in sports? Any greater spectacle when it comes to a full week? Some of you pointed to March Madness going from Selection Sunday through that first full weekend when we get from 68 teams down to 16. Others of you, a few of you actually pointed to Masters Week with all the excitement around Augusta National and the first major of the year in the golf world. And having seen with my own eyes down Magnolia Lane when I was in Augusta, Georgia last month or late January, I wanted to walk onto the property so badly. It was pristine. It was perfect. And they were still obviously in preparation. But the Masters Week begins exactly 1 month from today. And so that leads us so seamlessly into golf, just a little bit of golf talk. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. John Rahm has made the jump to LIV. That was really the earth-shattering piece of news, at least inside the golf world, that one of the top golfers in the world, not washed up, not up and coming, not needing the money, coming off of a Masters win, he decided to make the jump to LIV Golf. Now, you may have heard the news recently or seen the headlines that LIV finally withdrew its application. So it had made this major appeal to have its golfers, which are higher and higher profile, be included or be eligible for world rankings points. Now, just bigger picture, golfers have complained about the world ranking systems for years. They can't stand the way that they're done, the way they're calculated. But it's a bit of a waving of the white flag by LIV because they've surrendered, so to speak, and they're no longer even applying or requesting that their golfers be included in these world rankings, which then can affect what tournaments or, you know, what majors they can participate in. It also affects, obviously, the Ryder Cup teams and the international teams. Remember, the whole big question about last year was whether or not we would see Brooks Koepka on the team since he's a LIV golfer. Well, Rahm is unconcerned. And I suppose he had to be if he was going to make the jump to LIV.
I haven't talked to anybody about this or seen any responses, really. But I'm going to be honest. I didn't know they were still trying to get world ranking points. But the one thing I can say is I'm going to go back to what I said 2 years ago in the DP World Tour Championship. I didn't think it was a good system back then. And if anything, the more time that goes on, the more it proves to be wrong. If anybody in this world, for example, doesn't think Joaco deserves to be in the top 10 or doesn't know that he's a top player in the world, I don't know what game you're watching, right? So we can tell. I think anybody who watches golf can tell who the best players in the world are. And obviously, I don't think the ranking is reflective of that right now to its entirety.
There's a lot of ways you can think about it. Certainly from certain people's perspectives, we came over here and we don't deserve to have ranking points for whatever their reasons are. Is it right? I don't know. I just think what's right is in the best interest of the game, and we should focus on having the best players at the majors and continue to have that around the game of golf is only important to grow the game of golf and to make the game of golf continue to be as relevant as it is now and even more in the future. So what I think about it is we need to find a collective way, all the governing bodies, everybody, come together, sit down, and figure this out.
That's the voice of Bryson DeChambeau. He's a little more political about it, politically correct about it. And it probably bothers him a little bit. Maybe he would like to be part of the Ryder Cup team. As it stands right now, American Scottie Scheffler, number one overall. Rory McIlroy is two. And John Rahm is still in the top five. And so he's there, but he's, as I say, recently made the jump to LIV. And so as we get deeper and deeper into the 2024 season, he will start to plummet. But I like what he has to say. Use the eye test. If you don't think this guy or that guy is part of the top five or they're a top 10 golfer in the world, then you're just not paying attention. Do you really need a number system that is a formula based on which tournaments you play and how many tournaments you play? And it's not just the LIV guys who would say that. It's also guys who are on the PGA Tour, like a Matt Fitzpatrick, who weighed in about the ranking systems.
There's a lot of strength and depth on this tour. This is absolutely no disrespect to the winners because they played better than me this year, but I don't think the world rankings are a true representation of the golf game at the minute. But I don't really look at them or pay attention to them anymore. I just don't think they're right. So I look at data golf as a better representation of how people are playing in the world, in my opinion.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I know a lot of people really looking forward to the Masters again. Masters Week starts 1 month from today, this Friday. So happy Friday to you, golf fans. Rory McIlroy is participating in this week's tournament, and he's still, poor guy. He probably thought by now the questions regarding LIV would go away. But even as the merger is on ice, it's never happening. It was never going to happen. I'm telling you, take my word for it. It was a total sham. It was all about getting LIV to drop its lawsuits and infuse a little cash into the PGA Tour. It was a stall tactic, in essence, by the commissioner and the board of the PGA Tour. They kept it secret because they knew the membership would not approve of it. They just wanted the money. They were willing to take whatever flack and criticism came their way. They were willing to get called all kinds of names in order that they could get the money and get the lawsuits dropped. They were never actually going to merge. Never. They were never going to merge.
Let it go, dude.
Just
let it go.
Just because, just like LIV was never going to fold. It was never going to happen. Poor Rory, though. He keeps answering questions about LIV.
It's not for me. I'm too much of a traditionalist. I'm steeped I love winning golf tournaments and looking at the trophy and seeing that Sam Snead won this trophy, or Ben Hogan, or Gene Sarazen, or Jack Nicklaus, or Gary Player, or Tiger Woods, or Nick, whoever it is, the people that came before me, like that to me is a big deal in our game. If we were to all put our heads together and be like, okay, what can we do to all come back together and move forward and be a little more cohesive, and then I would I would sort of be for that.
He does want the kumbaya experience around golf again.
Hit live.
Maybe he's softened his stance on that a bit. And they are going to see each other, right? They are going to continue to cross paths at majors. It is kind of funny that John Rahm, who really had no interest 2 years ago, right? I don't know that he was rude or snarky about it like some of these other golfers, but he talked about how it just wasn't for him. Ultimately makes the jump to live, and now he's trying to recruit other guys. If you didn't hear that story from, oh gosh, I think it was last month, he's attempted to recruit Tiger Woods to live, and live obviously would offer a lot of money to Tiger, not that he needs it, but that would be their biggest name. I mean, next to John Rahm, Phil Mickelson, their biggest name. But Tiger's not returning his texts, so he's getting ghosted by Tiger Woods. Rory, by the way, is participating in the Arnold Palmer Invitational that's taking place this week. It's a prestigious event, and I know he had at least one disastrous shot in the opening round. The leaders are like -6, -5. Rory is not -6 or -5. Still paging down. I don't even see him. Where are you, Rory McIlroy? Down. No idea.
Hit lip.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.